step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies? Such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license? Or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today we're going to talk about a couple different things. I want to talk about investing as a beginner and basically how to truly prepare for financial freedom using tools such as stocks, but mainly real estate, and kind of giving you the discipline that you need to do that. I kind of go on different rants at times with what I talk about in the past couple sessions, but today I want to kind of deliver some, I would say, knowledge or some, you know, some legit content. I want to start by talking about the stock market real quick and commodities, because I think that's really a sector where you can really make a lot of money. I know that's one of the things that, if you listen to my podcast, I really drive home on commodities, because nobody's buying it. And normally when nobody's buying something and there's fear, that's when you're supposed to buy. If you guys can remember in 2008, when the market crashed, it was like the Dow was going down 700, 600 points a day. And for the past couple of days, last week it went down 900 on Friday. I think today it went down 600. And we'll see what tomorrow brings. But if you guys can remember that, it did the same thing for almost a week and a half or 2 weeks. It just kept dropping and dropping. So I think if this continues for the next couple of days, I don't know what positions you have. I don't know if you want to get out of them, but it's probably going to continue. And this might be the beginning of a correction. So you can get out and try to get back in. You know how the market is. It can swing, especially now because there's so many people getting money or got money in the past, and they're throwing it in the stock market. And now they're all taking it out for whatever reason. They keep saying it's because of the new variant, but I think, as always, there's market manipulation going on. But I think commodities, again, is where you should go, because you got to think everything is going up in price. Everything is made from a commodity, whether it be food, a house, car, a laptop. It's all made from something. And these are all commodities and what you need to be investing in. So just basic life fundamentals is going to drive commodities up. Just the expansion of the society alone is going to drive all of these things up, and they're so beaten up right now. So I think that goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about, is investing in, being smart about your investing. And I think commodities, it could be a 3 to 5 year play, or it could be shorter than that. It just all depends. But I think that's where you should be rotating your money to right now, because eventually everyone else is going to rotate from tech into commodities. That's just how cyclical rotation happens. It could be coming up in February or March, because that's usually when it happens. It could be coming up because the inflation is going through the roof. So with everything, there's going to be a rotation with the stock market. Some people could be rotating in cryptocurrencies. I think that's another place that you should go because everything is also going online. So we're entering into a new gold rush, as you could say. You know what I mean? We had the technology boom. You know, we had the gold rush back in the day. This is kind of where we're heading. We're heading into what crypto basically is going to be. You got the metaverse. Almost everything is going online, man. So people are going to be basically living their lives online, which is crazy. But I mean, hey, there's always something new coming up. That's just how it is, right? Just how innovation happens. So you can choose to. I think this is also a first world country type thing. I think it's a Western issue because, you know, when you go to other countries, like, you know, I always reference Colombia because that's where I spend a lot of time. Colombia or Mexico or places like that, they don't have these kind of issues where technology is overtaking everything. It's still old fashioned there. You know what I mean? They don't have these problems. So if technology and the way that everything is moving so fast and costing more, I mean, you can always, you know, try to save some money and get to another country and figure it out from there. I make it sound like it's easy, but it actually really is. I mean, if you kind of had a business, you know, at the start of COVID and they were handing out, you know, thousands of dollars, you could have took 10 or 15 grand and went to Mexico or Colombia and been fine for at least, I don't know, 2 years. You know what I mean? You might have had to fly in and out and did like a slow, I forgot what it's called, slow traveler. You could have been a slow traveler and just went in and out of Colombia and you wouldn't have to get a visa. But I mean, 10 grand will last you. I mean, if you pay $500 or $600 a month is what you're going to spend for a decent place. And that includes healthcare, phone bill, all of that stuff. You're looking at maybe $600 to $650. So 10 grand would last you a while. So I think if you're getting tired of all the changes that are going on in the U.S., just figure out how to get out. I mean, you can easily get a visa in Mexico. Some people say that they don't want to live in Mexico, but Mexico is a beautiful place. You know what I mean? Outside of what people see on TV and what you read in the news, it's usually never real about a certain country. You know what I mean? Every country has bad parts. Like you can come to LA and go to Watts or Compton. And, you know, based on what you've heard in the past, you would be scared to go there. But Compton is not as dangerous as it used to be. Maybe Watts in certain areas, but, you know, let people tell it. It's not somewhere you want to be at. So, I mean, this goes for any country. But anyway, you know, a lot of my friends keep talking about all these different things, the robots taking over and all of this stuff. And I'm like, man, these are first world problems. Like this, I think I've seen in Colombia, this is the closest thing they have to something like technology taking over. They had like a little, I don't know what their thing is, like a little small machine delivering food. I don't know how it worked by remote or whatever, but it was just going along the sidewalk and it had food in it and it was going somewhere. Maybe not even food. It was going somewhere to drop something off. That's the extent of, you know, what their technology is. I mean, they can't even get, you know, different types of cars up there. So I know they're not going to be getting robots that are inside people's houses cleaning. So again, some of these things that are going on here are basically, you know, Western issues, Western problems. But anyway, I think you guys need to get into some of these cryptos. For example, I'm going to give you a crypto like Sandbox. Sandbox, if you look at Sandbox and what it does, it's basically going to be everything that the metaverse is. If you heard about the metaverse, it's basically going to be everything you need for the metaverse. And I don't know if you guys know, if you don't do any kind of development, the Sandbox is what you do all of your testing in and the test environments for any kind of software development. So I think that's a really great name. And what they're doing is basically the Sandbox for the metaverse. And it's cheap right now. But if you go and look up their technology and what they're doing, that's a good place. Only like $6. Obviously, you probably know about Shiba Inu by now. And you know about crypto.com. These are all things that I think you guys should get into. And they're super cheap. I mean, I got in a lot of these things dirt cheap. Shiba Inu, super cheap. I have millions and millions of coins of these. And they moved even with crypto. I got in crypto.com right before the run happened, you know what I mean? And so I was in XRP when it was, I think I got in there at like 10 cents and it got to a dollar. So, I mean, if you guys look at the technology of what these platforms are doing and you look at what and how the economy is going in the U.S., it's kind of easy for you guys to make a decision on what to buy. Just look at the technology, look at what exists right now that people are using actively, and then you cross-reference it with what you see in the token space with cryptos. And that's kind of where you know the money is going to flow. And if you look at Binance and crypto.com, I mean, basically the same thing. So crypto.com is going to be there at some point. So like I said, I think if you guys look at the tech and see exactly what you're investing in, you'll know if it's a good play or not. So there's another coin that I think you guys should check out, AMP. That's another great one. I would look at, I think it's Gala and Mana. These are all things that I think you guys should take a look at, because I'm invested in all of these, by the way. This is not investment advice. I'm just telling you what I'm invested in. And the reason why I did it was because of technology and what it does. It's basically what we do in real life right now. And they're taking it and they've tokenized it to what they're going to use in the metaverse. And so it's funny, I ran into one of my friends today in Best Buy, and he was just telling me, like, man, I live my entire world online. He said, it's so crazy. Like, my entire life revolves around this. I got two screens on my house. I'm a huge gamer. I got an 80-inch TV screen in my house. Like, he's heavy into this because that's kind of where things are going. And so to hear, he's an engineer by trade. So when he's not engineering, he's over here in this digital space, and he feels like that's the next thing. And it is what the next thing is, but it's just funny seeing like a bunch of different DJs, they're in there and they're streaming it live. Like, you know what I mean? So it's crazy. But even if you look at NBA 2K, they have NBA 2K League. People are getting paid, I think it's like 20 to 30 grand to play in an online NBA 2K League. So people are getting paid to play basketball online. And you know, gaming has been around for a while, but it's just like, it's just progressing more and more to, it's just becoming something that, like, what people do. So I think this is how you guys should invest. This is smart investing, just taking what you're seeing right now and cross-referencing, like I said, the technology of different things. Commodities, on the other hand, is the same thing. I mean, cotton, soybean, lumber, all of these things went on a run in 2020 because just, you know, the cost of things as far as building a house with lumber was going up because there was a housing shortage, and that took a turn and it reversed, but now it's starting to go back up. And you look at food prices going up. So think about all the things that agriculture, all of these things, potash, anything that's related to food. I mean, I would probably invest in that because long term it has no choice but to go up because the cost of everything keeps rising. So this is why I think commodities would be a good strategy for the next couple of years. And depending on where you are, you know, people are listening to this podcast all over the place. So that's why I'm not very specific of where I'm saying. But like, if you're in the States, for example, you have a certain level of entitlement, or you have a certain level of expectation with the I need it now. And that's kind of just how America has made a lot of people. You have to have the instant gratification. So some people can't buy and hold on some of the plays that I mentioned because they want the instant gratification. They want that crypto.com to go from 40 to a dollar, or they want something like Bitcoin that's going to go from, you know, 7,000 to 55,000 in 2 months. They're looking for things like that. But commodities are not going to be that. But in 2 or 3 years from now, you will be happy that you held on to them. You will be happy that you got in them at $1, $2, like Shiba Inu. Shiba Inu is a long-term play. You're getting it for pennies now, but if they start burning tokens like they're going to burn tokens, and same thing with crypto.com, these things are going to be valuable. And the hard part about it, timing is such a hard thing to do. That's why buying and holding is a big thing, especially if you don't know how to do TA, technical analysis, then you can easily try to hop into the next thing. And as soon as you hop out of something, it goes on a huge run. So that's why I think people should be diamond hands is what you should have for the next however many months to take advantage of some of these plays. So the stuff that I'm telling you guys, it could easily, you know, quadruple in the next 2 months because that's how crypto works. I don't think commodities would do that unless it's like oil and maybe gold. But if you're doing soybean or agriculture or corn, I had really great, you know, growth with those in 2020, and then it kind of stalled out. I see the same thing potentially happening in 2021, but those type of things like agriculture and corn, it might have moved like $2 or $3, $3 or $4 every 3 or 4 months, but my return was still great. You know what I mean? I had thousands of option contracts So if I have, 10,000 shares of anything and it moves $2 or $3 in, a month or 2 months, that's a good gain. That's a good return. So I think investing in options when you are doing commodities is a good play. And right now you can do options out until 2024. So, there's nothing wrong with that. If you get in some plays, I have 2023 contracts and 2024s. If something happens like right now where the Dow is going down, what I'm going to do is dollar cost average. So I might have bought them at an expensive price, but I'm going to buy them and get more at a lower cost. So it's just going to bring my cost average down. So when things starts to turn around, I start making money right away and I still have them until 2024. So 3 or 4 years from now, these things are going to be doing well just based on looking at history. And it's funny because people think you have to be a stock trader to make a lot of money. But in all actuality, all you really have to do is know history, because history does repeat itself. So, if you look back at 2008 or 2016, if you look at what's going on with the market right now, the same thing happened back in the last recession. And the same thing is going to happen with this recession that we're in right now. So just look at history and look at what happened with inflation. And look at what it did to asset prices. Look at what it did to stock markets. Look at what it did to all of these different things. And it's not just strictly related to the U.S. You can look at Venezuela. You can look at Weimar Germany. You can look at Zimbabwe. These are all places that you can go back and do research on and see what inflation did to asset prices. So it makes sense why you might want to be getting into the stock market or assets, because these things are going to go through the roof. And that doesn't mean you made a lot of money. But what it does mean is that your purchasing power will outpace inflation, because the market is going to drive it up. So if you had money in the stock market, it's not like you got rich. You outpaced inflation, which got super hot, and you just happened to have your money in assets that went up in price. Your purchasing power went down, but because you didn't have to have your money in the bank depreciating with the money, and you had it in assets that were going up because of inflation, then you basically outpaced your dollar getting squeezed. So this is what I mean by, saying I think you guys should invest into asset. Hard assets is where it is. So real estate, I think you can get in there if you get some hard money lending going on. I think that's something that you could do. You could always reach out to InvestFAR Capital and go online. And if you got any kind of project, you can just submit it and someone will get to you and we can see if you can get funded through it. But you only got to really put 10% down. So if you find a house somewhere and you want to flip it, if you have a good credit score, you have some decent experience, then you only got to put 10% down. So on a $100,000 house, all you got to do is put down 10 grand. You lock up $100,000 for however long, whatever you decide to do on that term. And if you don't have so much, so good credit, then you can do 20% down. So you only got to put 20 grand down to lock up $100,000 loan or property, which is going to obviously keep going up. So, if I were you guys, I would be out here looking for strategies like that. That's smart investing. Don't follow what the crowd is doing, because the crowd is just doing what everyone else does. So there's nothing strategic about that. If you look at like Warren Buffett, all these major players have all basically sold out of their entire portfolio except for one or two stocks. They're sitting in billions of dollars in cash. And why do you think they're doing that? These are the greatest investors of all time and they're sitting in cash. If these people are doing that, what should you be doing? Don't do what Jim Bob doing from the gas station or the girl packing the groceries or some random person that you've seen on TikTok or YouTube. What do they know in comparison to someone like Warren Buffett or the dude who predicted The Big Short? I can't think of his name. But any of these guys, any big wig, any major firm, just think about what the firms are doing. And that's kind of how you should play it. So as much as people say don't be in cash because it's depreciating. Yeah, if inflation is 20%, which is what I think it is based on my own numbers that I did, as long as you outpace that 20%. In the year, then you'll be all right. So let it sit in cash right now. But when the market starts to turn, if you were to get in stocks and then you do have a 30% return, then you basically did all right. So you don't have to necessarily put your money in something right now. It makes sense because Friday was a 900-point dip. Today was a 600-point dip. Tomorrow could be another dip. You know what I mean? So looking at these dips, this is where you can hop in at. So all you got to do is outpace the inflation rate for the year and you're doing all right. So keep that in mind. So do what they're doing. You know what I mean? They're also going over and they're getting companies in China. I think that's a smart play too. You might have heard me say that on my last podcast. I think that's also where people should be going. I was invested in the yuan for a while, but it seems like China is also doing bad in that aspect as well. So I kind of sold my yuan and started real estate and stocks again. That kind of fell back on the yuan because I didn't see it. I thought it would have a better outcome than it did. So I kind of was in there for the past 2 or 3 years and it's kind of been doing the same thing. So it's kind of like a waste of money. But I think discipline, having the right tools is what you guys are going to need to reach your goals financially, especially in the current economic times. The economy, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's going to get any better from here. I don't know what they could do to turn this around right now in the middle of this. So I'm pretty sure you're going to hear people on CNBC and other networks talking about that we're heading back in a recession, even though, like I said before, we've never got out of that. But so I don't see where there is any upside to what's happening right now. There will be some upside on the other side of this, but I think you guys need to be disciplined in your approach to investing right now and not feel like you got to keep up with the Joneses. And so I think you should be learning technical analysis for one. What are some good places for you to trade? I think it's called Trade Desk or Trade View is a good platform to be able to chart. You can chart crypto. You can chart stocks on there. So I think that's a good platform to use. Look it up. I'm not sure because I don't use it, but my cousin and a lot of people that you see on YouTube use is either Trade View or Trade Desk, something like that. So look it up and see. Once you learn how to chart, then you'll know, how to move and how to make moves. And when you learn how to look at the RSI and see what's oversold, look at the 20-day moving average, look at the 1 minute, 5 minute, 30 minute, hour charts, then you can kind of see how you need to move. You know what I mean? So I think that's a huge thing when it comes to investing. Or, I mean, you can do like Warren Buffett. I'm pretty sure Warren Buffett wasn't charting years ago because that kind of thing didn't exist. Like I was telling you guys with crypto, I rarely chart crypto. I do when I'm bored. If I'm sitting around my house and I don't have anything to do, like late at night, I'll chart something out.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Real fast when it comes to crypto. But I'm kind of like buying and holding. Like I'm collecting. I don't know how many millions of coins that I have of different companies that I think are going to do well long term. So I signed up on crypto.com. And so they gave me 30 days, no fees. So I've been trading on crypto.com because I don't have any fees. Generally, I don't trade in and out because you always have a hard time jumping back in once you lose a position. And so luckily for me, crypto.com, I was trading for free. I was trading on Coinbase and you have those fees that you got to pay like $7, $8 every time you trade. So it's kind of not a good idea to trade on there. But the past couple of days, like I said, I've been trading on crypto.com, so I've been using charts on there. I hopped out of crypto.com. I got in at like, 40 cent, and then it got to like 95, and then I hopped out when I had you know, like 6 or 7 million. I'm sorry, 6 or 7 thousand coins at that time, because I was just like, let me. It had just got on Coinbase, and I just, you know, grabbed 7,000 real fast. As soon as it hit Coinbase, it was only on there for a couple of days. And it's funny because, like, when it hopped on there, I was telling everybody that I knew to get crypto.com because it had been on Coinbase for 4 days. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be like Binance. This is crazy. You know what I mean? And I was on Binance when, like, 2017, that's where I started buying all my coins. So I've been on Binance for a while. And Binance back then, when they first came out with their coin, it was nothing. It was like 10 cents. I'm like, man, I'm not buying a Binance coin. You know what I mean? Because I was on their platform. So I wasn't, in my opinion, I wasn't really first with crypto that well at that time. So I didn't even think, like, why would I get a Binance coin? Now I think back and I'm like, I wish I would have did it. But anyway, so I've been on Binance. And so I should have got the Binance coin. So I followed the Binance coin from way back then to right now. And even when I looked at it in January, it was like $25. And now the Binance coin is worth like $620 within a matter of 8 months. So I saw crypto.com on Coinbase and I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be like the next Binance. So I told everyone that I knew. And people thought I was tripping. And I'm like, no, man, trust me. And this is before it had did the whole Staples Center transaction. I was talking to a couple different people about it. And I'm like, you guys need to get it. No one really bought it. And so then I think maybe 3 or 4 days after I got it off Coinbase, I was on the phone with my friend and I was telling her about it. And literally, as we're on the phone, a post comes up that says crypto.com just bought the rights to the Staples Center for $700 million. And I had been telling her about it like 4 days prior to that. And then as we're on the phone, I'm still trying to convince her to get crypto.com. 15 minutes, that thing had posted. And I was like, look, I told you to get it. And she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I knew how big of a deal that was. She still, it wasn't registering how big of a deal it was. I should have did a YouTube video about that night. And I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, because I'm in LA. And so that hit the news out here. It was like, I don't know, 10:45 at night. And so I was like, man, this is going to be huge. And so I think I bought a little bit more that night. And then the next day or the next following days after that, it was just all over everywhere that happened. Because, I mean, if you're a basketball head like I am, then you know how big that was. And from that point on, you know, crypto.com just went on this crazy run. And I'm like, man. So after that, a lot of people started getting on. After people in LA that I knew, they bought it that next day when they seen it on the news, they kind of was like, okay, it must be a big deal. They got in. And then shortly after that, it went on that run. And I'm saying this to say, if you understand technology, if you do your research and you, again, history told me that crypto.com was going to do that. It wasn't a chart. It's just knowing what crypto.com does and knowing how Binance is and knowing that they're both similar platforms and understanding, you know, how finances work and knowing that these people have dumped $700 million into this. They also put $100 million into the marketing with the whole Matt Damon on their website. You kind of just know things are going to move. So, for example, they always mention InvestFAR. So I know when you do development, when you do the images for the app store, you're very specific on how you use the text for whatever it is, like download now or download this. You kind of put all these different things in the context. So when people go there and download the app, they know kind of what they're getting themselves into. So I was looking, following Coinbase, and then I was following crypto.com. And if you go there, like right now, if you go to these platforms, you go to the app store, you type in Coinbase, it's going to say buy Bitcoin, or it's going to say buy BTC or ETH or SHIB. Nobody is going to go through the hassle of changing this type of marketing in the app store on their website and doing all of these different things if they're not pushing this coin, if they don't have a long-term view for this coin, because it takes a lot of work to have your developer, not a lot of work, but if you're a major company, you have to relay a message like, hey, go into the app store and change these specific things. You got to do that. So in my mind, I'm like, if Coinbase, crypto.com, and all these other platforms have now changed their app store or they're heading on their websites to say buy BTC, ETH, and SHIB, that's a big deal. Because I think before it had BTC, ETH, and Doge, or some other coin. Might have been Litecoin or whatever it is. But now they have SHIB there. So, I mean, if you guys think about these kind of things, then you know they have a long-term bullish view on Shiba Inu. That's another reason why I'm like, I got to go ahead and get 100 million Shiba Inu, because I know what's going to happen long term. I might not, that 100 million coins right now might not turn into anything, but if Shiba Inu moves to what? Maybe it moves 25 or 30%, I'm gonna crush it. But just say it moves to 10 cents, or even if it moves to a penny, I just killed it. Right now, it's not even close to being a penny. And I have so many of these coins because I understand technology. I understand when people go and do certain things with their business model, that's a big deal. So these are the things I think you guys should take into consideration when it comes to investing. Know your research and do these kind of different things when you're doing your evaluation. And so this is how you will make smart choices with your investing. And that's kind of why I'm saying I think SHIB was a good investment, just because of all the attention that it's getting. But not to mention the technology, what they're doing with NFTs, they're creating their own ecosystem, they have their own community. They just reached 1 million holders recently. I mean, there was only 1 million holders of Shiba Inu. That's only going to grow. And if you look at crypto.com, they think they have about 157,000 holders. Wait till they get to 1 million. They're also, you know, burning coins. So the only thing that's preventing any of these companies from being like Binance or Bitcoin right now is because they have too many tokens. I think Shiba Inu has 535 trillion tokens, which is a lot. And then you look at Binance, it might be like 35 billion. So they have to burn a lot of tokens to get to that valuation. And the same thing with crypto.com. But if you look at another way that you can do this, you look at the coin market cap in the top 100 coins are all at least 25 cent. Top 100 coins are all at least 25 cent or more. Shiba Inu is 12. Crypto.com is, I think, 11, but they fluctuate between each other. And Dogecoin. Dogecoin is at 25 cent. AMP, I don't know where AMP is. I think AMP is in the 30s, but it's in the top 100. So, and it's, I don't know, 0 point, like not even close to, it was at 10 cent one, but now it's like, I don't know, 0 point, I don't even know where. It's not enough. it's not even 10 cent. It's far from 10 cent. But just if you look at history, it was at 10 cent a while back. So I have, you know, 50 million or 60 million of those coins as well. So let it get back to 10 cent, which it was just there, I don't know, 5 or 6 months ago. I'm still going to make a good amount of money. And I'm dollar cost averaging to all of these things. Or when I sell a house, I'll take some of my profit and I'll buy more coins. But this is what I mean. So it's just basic stuff like that. If you look at the top 100 coins, Shiba Inu and Crypto.com are in the top 15, and they're not even at 25 cent. At some point in time, these are all going to get there. Do you have the diamond hands to be able to hold on to get to that point is the question. So if you can figure out how to generate income other ways, and you have the stomach to just throw, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 at Shiba Inu, AMP, crypto.com, and let it sit, you're going to be in good hands in the next 5 or 6 years. You know what I mean? And it could be before that, depending on what each of these companies do with their token burning. So that's why I think these are good plays if you can, and you can sit there and stomach when it goes up and down. Like, I don't know. I think I was down, you know, 25 to 30% the other day on crypto, on my cryptos on crypto.com. I didn't trip. I just went in there and bought more. You know what I mean? I didn't care. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm in it for the long term, so I wasn't really tripping. And then on my Coinbase account, I got in some of my coins super cheap and they went to great value. So I sold and took profit. So the money that I did put in Coinbase, I pretty much got it out. So now I'm playing with house money. So I don't really care what's going on over there. And then I took some of that money that I did make on Coinbase and I put it on crypto.com. So I'm even playing with house money on that side as well. So I don't know, man. I think these are how you... These are different strategies on how you invest smart in the long run, because you don't always need the money if you have multiple income streams. That's why I think having multiple income streams is the way to go. And that's why most people that do get rich, if you look at history, they got rich through real estate, investing in the stock market, and buying and holding. They weren't day trading. A lot of people did make a lot of money in 2020 because they had a lot of money that wasn't theirs, and they bought things that did really good in the stock market or in crypto. That's just basically what happened. But now we're going into a different environment. So those same people that did great in 2020, they won't have that same, you know, opportunity in moving forward unless we go into another recession, which we should. But the people that are sitting on their money, the same money right now, that are leaving it in the stock market, or they got the money that they made from crypto or stocks whenever it went on that run, they might not know how to use that because they can't use the same strategy. So they might not know how to trade in this new environment because, like I said, you could have threw, you know, whatever you wanted at any stock, $10, $100, whatever, you could have threw that at any stock and you would have made a lot of money in 2020. So we're in a different time. I mean, it's just crazy times, man. A lot of things are different. So I think you guys just need to be strategic on your investing. And depending on where you are, I mean, like in LA or California, these people are probably making money because they're lifting, man. Their shoplifting is crazy in California right now. And that's probably why 100 million people are not working because, I mean, if you can go out here and shoplift, not saying 100 million people are shoplifting, but I'm just giving California, for example, petty larceny or petty theft is not something that you can go to jail for in California since I think it was January or whenever the election was, because of, you know, different things that people went to jail for in the past. Legislation here thought it would be a good idea to make these crimes not as punishable. And so now, like, if you do a smash and grab, people are smashing and grabbing without face mask. Like, they don't even care because they know they can't go to jail. They're probably taking this stuff, and I'm pretty sure they're selling it on, like, Amazon or eBay or some black market website and taking that money and probably buying crypto or something like that or doing something. But, I mean, so you can, you know, times are different. Times are, you know, are changing with how people are making money. So I think you guys should be conscious of that kind of stuff, depending on where you are, especially if you're in California. Like, this is something that's going pretty rampant in LA. People are smashing out windows, smashing and grabbing, because I remember this, you know, guy in Santa Monica not too long ago smashed out like 15 windows, hit all the cars, and then the police caught him and they just gave him a ticket because they couldn't take him to jail. Like, you know what I mean? He would have got set free as soon as he got there. So that's what I mean. Like, times are changing in the U.S. So that's what I think. I don't think things are going to get any better because, oh, man, I don't know what they're trying to do with the U.S. I don't know what their plan is with this government that's in place, but it's not going into the favor of the working class. So I think anybody that is listening and you are working and you're trying to figure out ways to get out, I think what I'm saying is probably the best way. I mean, because they're not trying to, I guess, bridge the gap between the wealthy and the inequality gap. I mean, they're making it worse. So if you're thinking the government's going to look out for you and giving you more money, they can't. So I think the middle class is eroding. And I think the best way to do it is, like I said, be strategic about your investing, invest in crypto. You might not be able to quit your job tomorrow, but look at other ways of bringing another income stream in, man. I can't think of this guy's name, but look up the book Multiple Income Stream by, I think it's Tom G. Allen. Look that book up. I read it years ago when I was in my 20s, and the average millionaire has like 7 income streams. You don't got to get that many, but I mean, if you get 4 or 5 coming in U.S. dollars, and then you go to a country like Costa Rica, who doesn't have a really, I don't even know if they have a government. You know what I mean? So you go there and you're kind of straight. I know quite a people that live in Costa Rica and they love it. They're living a good life. So if you get the game, I was just telling someone this not like 20 minutes ago. The name of the game, if you can, is make your money in the U.S., whether it be working remote, working online, and then you live somewhere else. You live and you play somewhere else. And if you have to come back to the States and be a slow traveler because you can't get a visa because you're not married to somebody or you don't have a business in that country, be a slow traveler. Go over there for 2 or 3 months, come back to the States for like 2 or 3 weeks, get an Airbnb. I mean, because if you're somewhere else, you're going to have the money if you're making money in the U.S. and you're living somewhere else because it's super cheap. You can buy a whole meal that'll last you like 2 or 3 days in Colombia for like $8. Your rent is like $500. So, I mean, if you're living over there and you're making $2,000 or $3,000 a month in the U.S., you can easily come back over here and get an Airbnb for like a month and then go back to, you know, wherever you're at and just be a slow traveler and just do it like that. If you don't want to give your citizenship in the U.S. and you want to do something like that, I recommend that. I mean, America's a great place to make a lot of money. I mean, especially the way they're giving it away now. So the way to get wealthy is decrease your expenses and increase your income. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, just from what I see, what's happening in the U.S. is just live abroad, get a remote job, get an online business, however you can make money in the U.S., do that and go somewhere else and be there. I mean, you can live in the better parts of town in anywhere else. If you're making $2,000 to $3,000 U.S. dollars, you can go anywhere and live in the Beverly Hills of that country. I mean, not in Europe, but if you go, like I said, Costa Rica, they have very nice parts of town. Panama City, Colombia, Bogota, Medellin, Cartagena, Argentina, Lima, Peru, not so much. Mexico City, Guadalajara. I mean, these are so many different places that you can go to. If you can get to the point of where you can generate enough income in the U.S. to go somewhere, all you need to do really is make about $2,000 to $3,000 a month and you will live an amazing life outside of here. Take your family, do whatever. I mean, if you can save $5,000 to $10,000 in the next couple months, I don't even think you need to do that. I think what you should do is look at a country that you want to go to, visit it in like January, February, because ticket prices are extremely high right now. I was looking at Colombia. I was going to go over there in 2 weeks. It was like $800 for a ticket to go to Colombia. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. But I looked at tickets going to Mexico, which I'll probably head out there on the 20th. And it's like $500. So, I mean, to pick on where you want to go. But I think if you can't go right now, do your research on where you want to go and where you want to change up your lifestyle and go somewhere else. And then go there in like the end of January. I looked at ticket prices again in Colombia in January. It was like January, the third week, and ticket prices dropped by half. It was like $299 from LA to Medellin. So I think you guys start doing your research on that stuff right now. But that's the play, man. Be strategic. If you got to leave the country for 6 months to a year and be a slow traveler to get your money up and come back, then I would do that. But I can almost 100% guarantee you, if you get out of here and you go somewhere else, you're not going to come back. I think what I miss the most when I leave here is my ability to drive my car. I love driving my car. And a lot of times when you're out of the country, it's hard to get a driver's license in other countries. But, you know, people drive differently, man. People drive differently in Spain. They're way more aggressive. I thought LA was aggressive in comparison to other places. But, I mean, people are, man, it is crazy. But outside of that, I love being, you know, away from here. So I think that's what you guys should do, man. I think follow the strategy that I just gave right now, if you can, and then make that move. I think you guys will be pleasantly surprised with the life that you have. Like I said, right now, like I said, I was talking to someone a few minutes ago, and I said the play is make U.S. dollars, live and spend abroad. And when you come back to the States, live regular. Just live a chill life. But when you go out of the country, I mean, ball out and do the bottles, do whatever you know, feel like you need to do. Because again, it's not going to be nothing to you in another place with U.S. currency. So guys, I think that is the play. I think you should be strategic about what you do and make moves. Make moves like what I said, and I guarantee you in the next 2 to 5 years, you will never, ever have to work again and probably have enough money to start your own venture capital firm and invest in other people. And then you will make money that way. So guys, you know how I like to end my podcast. Do your research. Do your due diligence. Educate yourself. Good luck. Talk to you guys on the next episode.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.